inside of this course, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the first fundamental, which is to listen to your reader. Now, the biggest mistake that lots of business owners make, and also a lot of new copywriters, and even experienced copywriters, we often forget this, is assuming that we know what people want. And this is very much in our human nature to assume that we know what it is that people want from us. We know what their pain points are. If we've interacted with those people, we think that, okay, I've seen them, I know what they're experiencing, I know what they're struggling with, let me write about the solution for them. But most of the time, we don't. We don't really know what the other person is thinking or what they're experiencing. And that's why we need to find a better way to find out what exactly it is our audience wants. And the key to figuring that out is to listen to them. It's to truly empathize with them and try to put ourselves inside of their shoes. We don't want to guess about what they want. We want to hear it directly from them. We want to feel their struggles so we understand what they are, so then we can build a great solution for them. So the key is to ask questions and to listen to the answers. And both of these skills are very important. Asking the right questions is incredibly powerful. When we're asking questions that go to the heart of the matter, you'll be amazed at how many golden nuggets people will give to you, as long as you then step into the energy of being receptive and listening to those answers. So both of these are equally important. Asking the right questions and then being receptive and listening to the answers. So there's two different ways that you can listen to your target market. And the first is to ask them questions directly. Now, this is the most effective method, but it's also the most time intensive. To do this, you would do what I call customer interview calls. So this is where you get someone that's your target audience on the phone and you ask them questions directly. And what's great about this is you can adjust your questions based on their responses, so you're really getting to the depth of what it is they're experiencing. And if they talk about something and you could feel it in their voice that they're struggling with it, that it's giving them pain, then you can ask more targeted questions directly about that pain. And I find these interviews to be so fun. You learn so much about the person that's talking. And most importantly, if there's any things you don't know about, when it comes to what your target market is experiencing, you can just ask them directly. Pretty much everyone will tell you what it is they're struggling with, as long as you're willing to ask, and most importantly, you don't fill the space with your voice, but you actually step back and then listen to what they have to say. It's amazing how much people love to be listened to. Now, the second option on how you can listen to your reader is to see what they're already saying online. So very often, it's great if we can get people on the phone, but it's challenging. And for many of us, it's also very uncomfortable to talk with a stranger on the phone. So even if we can get them on the phone, then we may be nervous about speaking with them. So there is another option. That's not the only way to do it. And what you can do is just take advantage of the power of the internet. There are so many marketplaces online where people in your target audience have gathered together and they're already having these conversations in the comments or in the reviews. So for example, if you're a user of Reddit, there's very likely a subreddit for your specific niche and you can just read what your target audience is saying in the comments. And if you're not familiar with Reddit, don't worry. There are other options out there like Amazon. So for example, if you look up books that are about your niche on the Amazon Kindle store, you can read customer reviews about that book. And if you read enough of these reviews, you'll start to notice common patterns. Okay, so this is a specific pain point that people are having. And then you could see, is this book solving that pain point for them? Or is it not solving that pain point? And then why not? So don't worry if this sounds a little bit confusing. I know right now it feels a little abstract. But once we actually get into the nitty-gritty and you see videos of me looking up these book reviews on the Kindle store, it's going to make so much sense. But the main point that I'd like to get across in this video is that we can listen to our target audience either directly over phone calls or by browsing the internet and just hanging out where they hang out. And by reading what they have to say, we get so much insight that makes it way easier for us to actually write the copy, because the copy in a way writes itself. We're just pulling that language directly from our customers and putting it into our copy, whether that's an Instagram post, a Facebook ad, or a sales page. In this video, we went into greater detail about the first fundamental of this course, which is to listen to your reader.